Good morning, A-Town. This is Second Date Update brought to you by 1-800-INJURED, the Bethune Law Firm. If you happen to get the second date, you will get $100. Who do we have on the line this morning?
Summer.
Summer. What's up, Summer?
Hey.
Good morning,
I need
Summer.
You guys help.
Good morning.
It's your season, ain't it?
Yes, it is. Hey.
So how can we help you in your season, ma'am?
All right. I met this great guy, and I'm not going to lie, I did something, y'all. And now he's not returning my phone call, and I just need you guys to figure out how I can get one more opportunity to take him out on a date to make up for how I messed up.
Well, how did you mess up?
I don't know if I should say it now or when I get on the phone. I don't know.
I don't even know if we
want
to put you on the phone with all that hesitation.
So let me ask you a question. Could you expect him not to forgive you for what you've done? Or is it
on the other foot, I would forgive him for sure.
You would? Oh, okay.
He kind of needed me to do something for him, and he was relying on me to do it. And I let him down.
I see what's going on.
Oh,
here.
So you just dropped the ball a little bit.
Okay, what's his name, baby?
Clay.
Okay, listen, Summer, this is what we're going to do. We're going to try our best to get Clay on the phone, see if we can get the juice out of him and find out what's going on, and see if we can get the second date going, okay?
Okay.
Now, don't say anything until we cue you in, because we don't know, you know, we don't know who we're dealing with when it comes to him. So let's fill him out first. All right. Now, I'm going to tell you like this. When a woman calls and says she did something.
For sure.
And a lot of times it's really not that bad.
And the fact that she says she dropped the ball on something, that means it's got to be something major. Because first of all, men, y'all are so prideful. Y'all really ask us to do anything for y'all.
No, men will consider something simple as major. Just because you didn't come through it became
major. That's what I'm saying. Like, y'all don't ever ask for things anyway.
Hello.
Hey, good morning. May I speak with Clay, please?
My ass was calling.
Yes, sir. Everything is wonderful on this side of things, sir. This is the Streets Morning. Take over, Young Jock, Shouty, and Shamia Morton in for more quick, Clay.
Morning,
you got a few minutes to talk, my brother.
Hey, how y'all doing?
We good, yeah, man. We good. You sound like you brightened up a little bit.
Yeah, good to hear from y'all, man, but sometimes it's not good to hear from y'all. What's going on?
Clay, who you dealing with right now? How many girls you dealing with right now, Clay?
Well, I have a couple of friends right now. I'm single, so I have a couple of friends I'm dealing with.
Wow.
So, Clay, is there anybody that may be significant out of the cornucopia of friends you have? Are there any ones that stand out? Is it one that
may be upset with? Or one that's not so seasonal?
Oh, yeah.
One that's not so seasonal. Now, there's one that comes to my mind when you say that.
Who comes to mind?
Lady named Summer. That I met.
What happened with Summer, man? What's going on? Yeah, give us the rundown on this with you and Summer, man. We're trying to just see what we got here.
Oh, so this is who you're calling about?
Yes.
Yes.
Wow, okay. Yeah. And she would put it on the radio, but I'm going to put her on blast a little bit.
Oh, okay. Because she called to say, let me tell you what she said. She said, hey, this guy's worth my time, but I messed up. I dropped the ball. And if y'all could just help me find out what took place, what can I do to fix it? But she would not tell us. She would not disclose what happened. So if you would, we would definitely be.
Jock is crazy.
What?
You know, me and you kind of do, you know, kind of the same thing as far as event planning and stuff. I had a graduation party set up for an event that someone paid me to do. Okay. And, you know, I'm very on point with my events, you know. Summer was supposed to be my host and my go-to person for everything I needed. Summer was actually in charge of bringing the alcohol for the adults as well. And I hired her to, you know, just be my liaison around the event and help me out with the parents and the kids. And I paid her a deposit to come in. But when she got there, she was an hour late and she was still looking for her money. So I was telling her I'm not going to pay her all of her money because she was running pretty late and I didn't get the alcohol until late. I felt like that, you know, business is business, whether we're dating or not. So, you know, if you don't do your job, you don't get paid.
So let me ask you this, like, did she explain why she was late?
Right.
Well, she gave me a bunch of excuses about she was going to catch an Uber and she got a flat tire, but she never did call me beforehand and tell me she was going to be late.
Well, that's unprofessional.
We'd rather be sooner than later and not keep you hanging. We actually got something on the phone, so she want to talk to you.
Something. Oh, wow.
Clay.
Yes.
Now, I know that you were relying on me for that event, and I was trying my hardest to be there on time. But I tried to, you know, I tried to explain to you that I had bullet points that I wanted to talk about, and when I tried to print it out, it wasn't printing, so I had to run to the library. And I was going to bring my own car, but I had like a slow leak. So I didn't want to, you know, be stranded somewhere and be late. So I was waiting for an Uber who, lo and behold, took about 30 minutes to get to me when they said they were 5 minutes away. So, yes, I was an hour late. I did apologize. But when I got there, everyone was having a good time. So I just kind of, you know, finished and wrapped up the event as if I was there, and I thought I did a good job. So that's the only reason why I was like, well, you know, are you still going to pay me?
But Summer, that wasn't on your account. You can't take the credit for them having a good time. They were just having a good time with what they were dealt with the cars they were dealt. You didn't even show up to an hour late, girl.
I mean, I want to make it up to him. Summer. So because he did actually pay me for the event, I don't mind using the money he gave me to treat him.
Girl, take that money and buy you a watch so you can get to your events on time. That's what you need to do.
For him, I will get the Flavor Flav watch and watch it. So there is no reason why I don't see the time.
So, Clay, where you at with this, man? She put it on the line.
I'll think about it.
So you are willing to go back on a date with her?
I am.
Okay.
All right.
All right, we'll take that. That is on behalf of 1-800-INJURED, the Bethune Law Firm. We're going to hook y'all up with $100. Atlanta, please, y'all give us a call, man. Let's talk about it. 404-352-0945. Girl, you better get your ass done next time. Keep it locked, Streets 94.5.
Do not put on a Flavor Flav watch around your neck.